Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present, once again, is the Bible principle, calling things into reality, and this is part 3b from a 19-part series. We turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and it states, "And so then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, not reading. The actual translation says faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, not just one time. And I can say to you for a fact that it takes many times to hear something to get that fully, really into your spirit man. Your spirit man has to go over it, over it, over it until it really takes a hold of it. So faith comes by hearing and hearing and continual hearing process. Faith does not come by reading. You will get a small amount of faith reading the Bible. But faith comes when you start preaching to yourself or you have a preacher preaching the word, because the faith is within the word. And when we receive the word, our spirit man takes that word and pulls it apart and takes the faith out of it and puts it into our spirit man. The children of God did not enter the promised land because they did not mix their faith with God's word. You will not enter into a promise of God just because it's written in the Bible. There are some battles you have to fight. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 28, we read, "But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." In these scriptures, it's saying that God took something that was not manifest and changed something that was manifest. And we see this in the book of Genesis chapter 1, where God looked out and saw something. He saw darkness. He took his faith, something you could not see, and he changed something that you could see. In other words, he took his faith and brought to zero or naught darkness by speaking light. The Bible also tells us in the book of Mark that we are to speak to the mountain and command it to be cast into the sea. In other words, we are to use our faith to bring to something that is there in our lives to zero or naught. But I will also say, while we speak to the mountain and command it to be removed and bring it to naught, we can also speak things back into our lives. We can also build mountains through our words. It's very important to understand that procedure. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 and 18 verses, "We having the same spirit of faith, according to as is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak." Verse 18. "While we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." What is the scripture actually saying? It says that the things that are seen are things in the natural. The things that are not seen are things in the spiritual realm. Let me make that more simple. The things that we can see are in the natural realm. They are subject to change by the things we cannot see through the spiritual force of faith. Let me say that again. The natural realm is subject to the supernatural or the spiritual realm, and those things in the spiritual realm can change the things in the natural realm. The next part or topic coming up will be 3C, and we'll be dealing with Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.